Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Love Hour podcast.
Now, forget all that. Why y'all didn't invite me to Jennifer Studios? Y'all went up in there. Y'all was wearing your nice clothes and your tuxedos. And y'all ain't say, Kev, come in with my suitcase.
Kev, I sent you. It was in the mail.
Then the invite.
Some of the address, they switched the digit. By the time they got back to the studio, it was
over. We had just filmed your podcast. I'm like, oh, maybe they're taking their kids to school or something. Oh, they have flown an airplane all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. And they be with Tyler Perry.
I told Tyler.
It was the Wednesday and the Thursday. Y'all knew y'all was going. When we talked to the podcast, y'all didn't even mention it. Y'all got the golden ticket. And I was just at home and socks off.
It was like a golden video, though. Did y'all see that invitation?
We've heard about the elegant invitation.
We should have brought it. We should have brought it today. But I didn't want to rub it in, so I was like, you know what?
I shouldn't have brought it.
We should have brought it.
I should have brought it.
If I can't go, no one can go.
He's not letting this go.
No. Never.
It's been 4 weeks.
No.
It's been 4 weeks, Kev.
It could be 40 years.
40 years.
It will. The pain will be just as fresh.
My bad, T.
Tyler, know me.
Know me.
Okay, welcome to the
It was amazing.
Welcome.
It was
I have that off my chest. I feel much better.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's not awkward
you
at all.
You can also lay on the couch here. We can do a full session.
I know, right?
That's true.
All right. Welcome. We welcome you once. We welcome you twice. We welcome the name of Jesus Christ. I am your host, Miss Kev on Stage, and I'm joined by my co-host, the Kev on Stage. And if you haven't noticed, we have two fantastical guests with us here today that I'm super excited about, Deval and Kadeem Ellis.
The Deval on Stage.
Thank you. Give me everybody on stage, yes. Apparently.
I'm super, super, super excited to have you guys on our podcast. We were just on their podcast, and we had a great time.
Oh,
did you?
Best of
we had the best time. I was afraid that your producer, because we were just talking, and I was afraid that your producer was like, y'all got to wrap this up, because we were in there for like...
No, I think they enjoyed it just as much.
Oh,
though.
Good.
Usually, when the conversation is good, they're not in our ear as much because they're just like, "Oh, this is gonna be good."
Yeah.
And you put the four of us together, we could talk for like hours.
The live podcast, it was. I mean, we had other guests.
Oh, that's
but it was really just us.
Like, oh yeah, they're here too.
right. It was though.
In real
life. That
is true.
But it was
like, oh yeah, man, we could do this just us.
Yeah,
we have a lot in common.
We do.
We've been together.
There's no girls between us.
None.
Just little boys.
Five boys.
Peeing everywhere.
There you go.
There's pee everywhere. Kay gets so mad.
Let me tell you.
And the thing I don't understand is at their age, their little meat is so close to the toilet.
Like, you would you're think not, that they could just like pop it on top.
You could almost lay it on there. How are you missing from that close? You're walking right.
Kev,
you forgot what we used to do.
Like I told Kay what we used to do. Like when it's three boys, they're around the same age. You go to the bathroom. Let's go to the bathroom. Oh, you gotta go.
It's
let's
like
go
a
pee.
Field trip.
So then you pee,
the toilet.
And then you back away how far you can pee from the toilet.
This is what happens.
And it'd be the stream.
Apparently.
And it'd be like, yo, I'm at the wall. Then before you know it, the stream is slowing down.
Is that what you and your brother and your cousins did in Tennessee all them years?
Allegedly. Allegedly. I'm not admitting to anything I don't have to admit to.
What is so funny to me is I grew up with sisters. I have two younger sisters. When I tell you, this was never a thing.
Never a thing.
Oh, man. Nope.
Just never a thing.
No. I can tell sometimes that Jackson's not peeing. Like, if I don't hear it hitting the water, I'd be like, Jackson, I don't hear the water. He's like, what water, Mom? I'm like, pee in the water because I hear it splashing up against the rim, splashing around the edges. And I just know for sure that there's going to be piss everywhere.
Why is your pee stream doing gymnastics?
Even as a man, sometimes it comes out like way faster than you were ready.
Facts.
Like, hey, like,
facts.
You're up in here all night.
Facts.
Like, yo, whoa. And they're young, man. They don't have years of experience.
They don't have control.
I'm gonna designate one bathroom.
Stream control.
That's what I need to do. Is just designate one. And I apologize in advance to anyone who just pops up at our house unexpected and needs to use the bathroom, because chances are one of them toilets is gonna be thrashed.
This is the truth.
And smelly.
This is the truth. 2 weeks ago, I'm in the bed and I hear the toilet seat go down, and I roll over, you know, and I'm like, Kadeem is still in the bed. So I'm like, who's in our bathroom? Cairo, I hear a toilet flush. Cairo walks his little self out of our room.
Goes back to his room.
You walk past your bathroom
yep.
to come in our room in the middle of the night to use the bathroom.
I'm going, what y'all doing up in here? Nothing, I bet. I'm peeing in here.
He didn't ask us what was going on. He just peed and left.
That's hilarious.
I don't know why they're fascinated with our bathroom.
My boys are too.
We have three bathrooms. Their bathroom is, they have to walk past their bathroom. It was so important for us when we got this house. Our own house in Washington was just one bathroom upstairs.
Right.
This house, we want y'all to have your own little stupid bathroom.
Same thing.
They walk right, it's right outside their door.
Sure is.
Walk right past it, knock on our door. I'm going to go pee in there. What y'all? They be doodling in there. Like, I come to go to my bathroom. Like, why are you doodling? It's like, and Joe was in the other one. So
that makes you wait. Mad. Don't that make you mad?
Yeah,
though?
Wait.
Oh, as a man, that makes me mad, bro.
I doodle in here.
Yes. This,
I'm
yes. Yes.
Doing, me and her.
That's it. That is it. I don't want to smell nobody else's doo-doo. I don't. I don't even want to smell her doo-doo. I got a bathroom that door closed.
Me either.
You don't doo-doo?
No.
No.
She does.
I'm not going to argue because I'm going to have sex later.
Who did you eat?
Shut up. Well, yo, follow the vowels lead. He said he ain't talking about it. Shit.
There you go.
That was you in there? You only weigh about 130 pounds. Like.
Shouldn't you have greens?
Yo. It's that new vegan life out here in California, you know? Trying to be fake healthy.
How long did it take for y'all to become vegan? Because Kay is a fake vegan.
Are you fake vegan?
Yeah, but I'll put bacon on my vegan burger, though. I do.
Disrespectful.
Like, I'll get a black bean burger and I'm like, can I get some bacon on top of that?
And they be looking
You're vegan-ish.
I'm vegan-ish.
I'd be so embarrassed.
In LA, though, it is
a thing.
Man, all the sets, when we first came and the boys were on set all the time, all vegan lunches, vegan this, vegan that. I tried it. I used to give vegans a lot of crap. And then I tried it. I tried to do it for 30 days, and I lasted 3.5. And I have never said nothing to them again.
Me neither.
It's tough.
I did the same thing.
It takes some willpower,
Remember What
man.
The Health?
Yeah.
I watched What the Health. We was all on it.
So y'all ain't eating no milk. I ain't no burgers, no nothing, man. It's messed up what they doing to these damn pigs and cows, man. Cut to 2 days later. Bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll with chocolate milk.
There you go.
That is terrible what they're doing to those cows, man.
Wasn't it, though?
It was. They had me for about 3 hours.
I didn't watch it.
I'm done. Am I?
Am I all right?
Yeah.
Am I?
Once he was like, eggs are as bad as cigarettes, I was like, all right, just take it easy.
Yeah.
Eggs?
That's where he lost me.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Doing too much.
I didn't hear that one.
I didn't watch it.
You fell asleep.
I might have.
They did a whole thing of the dairy section, and then right underneath it, they were just like dairy, and it was like bad as cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
all right, come on.
Yeah. You're sensationalizing.
Yeah. Stretching.
Now it's funny. Now I don't believe you. The pig story was heartbreaking.
Right.
This is too much.
This is nonsense.
This is too much.
Oh my gosh, this is so hilarious. That was a really great intro of what to expect for the rest of this episode. And while we're talking about health, I also want to tell you what else is really healthy. Getting 8 hours of sleep. Sleep is important.
Yes.
And beyond getting a great mattress, you need great sheets.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays are coming up, and this year I really want to give more eco-friendly gifts this holiday season. And I just discovered Etitude, which actually we didn't just discover Etitude. We have their sheets on our beds right now, today, at this very moment. Mm-hmm. They are a sustainable bedding company. They are the most sustainable bedding company on the planet. Their sheets are really comfortable. And you ever buy something and you're like, this is like the most adult purchase of my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel about, like, when you get your first car, when you get your first appliance, like major appliance, whether that's like a refrigerator or like whatever it is, you're like, listen, I am a fully peaked adult. In this moment, that's what I feel like about these sheets. I'm like, don't at me because I'm grown out here, okay? These sheets are soft, they're comfortable, they're breathable, they're just really, really like, they make you feel all fancy. So why not try Etitude? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They even cover shipping on returns. That means you have no risk, madame. And sir, Etitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at the price of cotton. You or that someone special you buy them for are going to love them. And right now, my Love Hour listeners will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Just text hour to 64,000. The only way to get 20% off your set of Etitude sheets and free shipping is to text hour, that's H-O-U-R, to 64,000. Again, hour to 64,000. All right, so we're not even going to do the that or this question.
Nah.
It's unnecessary, child. Y'all had a really
we
good
had a that
warm
or piss
up.
Question.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thanks.
So we, Kevin went on live today and asked our audience some questions that they wanted us to discuss with the Ellises. So that is what we're going to do.
And I want to ask mine first. Because you guys are the only people that we know in the history of LA since us that have moved to LA with children alive already.
Yes.
That people were just like, y'all have, children are alive and y'all are moving them to Cal with no previous job set up.
Right.
And people are just like, how? Everybody else we knew, they already came here before they have kids or they left their kids with family, but y'all came and transplanted children and family.
Yeah.
Because y'all have family in New York, pops and people in the videos I see you in New York. So what was that like? Like, how did y'all come to the decision to move to LA, and how hard was it knowing you had three little children alive?
Oh my God.
Well, the first thing was, like, we, you know, we're all entrepreneurs, but the thing is, we had set income. You know, because we have the podcast and because we have the YouTube channel and because we create content, we knew, you know, based on our yearly income, we had revenue coming in for the year. So we were like, you know what? Even though we don't have a job, we know we're going to be making money up until, I think at that point, we already had contracts for up until May next year.
Okay.
So we're like, so we're good. We got money coming in, which is good. The only thing that was difficult was leaving our village. Because we were kind of gifted the fact that we lived six blocks away from each other our whole life. So our parents lived so close. My brother lives down the block from my parents. Her brother and sister live with their parents. So everybody's right there.
Yeah.
We literally could like drop our kids in the neighborhood and somebody will come pick them up.
So, it's kind of like, what are y'all doing? Get in the car. What are y'all doing out
that's
here?
Simple.
That's literally how it is.
Really, that's how it is.
It is. We'll be football somewhere. Practice. Oh, who's around? Anybody? You send out the group text in the chat. And whoever's available, we'll just swing by.
We'll just swing by.
And then dinner, baths. Like, we don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I got to bathe my own children in LA.
That
just kidding.
I know you gotta put the just kidding.
Yeah,
the internet police would be like,
oh,
she don't bathe her kids.
Kadeen or Madame Noir, she's never touched water with her children.
No,
black mothers don't love their kids.
There you go. That's the rhetoric they'll be spewing.
It's so true. Hashtag black mothers don't love their kids. That's what happens.
But that's interesting for us, because that's something we grew up military, so moving for us wasn't as much of a village thing, because our family had moved already. I think that made it a lot easier for us, because our parents had both moved, her sister had moved, sisters. So we were just like, ain't nobody, like in the military, your family is wherever you are stationed.
Right.
So, but we did, it was hard giving up friends and people who watch the kids for free.
Yeah.
Like that was like, my brother was down the street. He moved here, but down the street in LA is not down the street.
No.
From like literally he was like a 7 minute drive. And then he moved here, was like an hour and a half with no traffic.
Oh, man,
so it was just like, we can't go out. We can't go to movies.
Yeah.
No, we haven't been out. We haven't been out. And I mean, you know, we didn't come by ourselves. We brought her mother-in-law, which has been great.
My mother, your mother-in-law.
Yeah, my mother-in-law.
Oh, I was like, wouldn't her mother-in-law be okay?
It's my mother-in-law.
What's with the smile, babe?
No, it's amazing.
So tell us how it's been living with mom.
Oh yeah, it's just been
Kevin might have to get him on the couch. Because
I saw the video when the kids was on the outside of the stairs.
Let me tell you,
he was like, you were supposed to be watching,
bro.
They was watching Into the Spider-Verse. They was inspired.
There's
that
Miles. We have
in my
three
house.
Miles Morales in our home. They climb on everything. And my mother-in-law has transitioned into a different part of life. Now she's retired.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law, she's a director of nursing, came here from Jamaica. She's the oldest of seven children.
Six children,
oldest of six children. So she's always been in charge.
Yeah.
She runs her house. She's always been in charge, right? But now it's like, it's my house. But she like always wants to be in charge.
Oh, that's her core DNA.
Yeah.
You can't change that.
It's written in there.
Yeah.
And I'm an Aries. I don't like being told what to do.
Oh,
like, man. I don't like, it's so bad. I know, you know how you know your own character flaws? It's so bad, it could be 10 degrees outside, and I'll be about to go get my coat, and she'll say, DeVal, you should take a coat. Now I'm not getting a coat.
I'll get pneumonia before
I listen to you.
All that. And I'll be all sick, and then I have to be like, oh, babe, I don't feel well, babe. Babe, can you take care of me?
Hey, I know my flaws. I know my flaws.
I own this. This is who I am.
Hand in the closet. Grab a coat. Nope.
Yep.
That's fact, now I'm going outside naked.
That's
just
it.
Just to prove you wrong.
That's it.
Fresh out of a hot shower.
Fresh out of a hot shower. And I'm finna jump into a lake.
There
that,
you go.
Kev, I own it.
On a thousand. I that would it. Totally be him.
So imagine.
But don't get me wrong, though. She has been the ultimate blessing, though.
We wouldn't have been able to do this no if it wasn't for her.
Yeah. Like, in all honesty. Be here now, jumping behind us.
We wouldn't have been able to do this if it were. And the funny thing is, it was my idea when we first moved because Kay was just like, how are we going to move? I said, yo, your mother's retired. Like, let's just bring her with us. We'll give her own room. She got her own bathroom. She on the other side of the house, so she don't hear when things is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Hope.
We hope. I don't know.
Yeah. But she's just like my baby. Oh my baby. Enough to that. She's out of town. That's what God. We know you was out of town. Please, that is my daughter. Oh my daughter.
She's still wondering how these three boys got here. So
even today,
her mother's the most crude. Her mother is the most.
Oh yeah,
crude,
like prim and proper
person in the world, bro.
What?
And she had three kids too. So
that's
I'm like,
the Holy Ghost. Yeah, church, we just don't talk about that.
No. There you go.
We
that's
had no man. I mean, I say this all the time. Been to way more baby showers than weddings. Like we all was saying stuff, but these kids in here, the mass choir.
Yes,
my home church in Washington.
Yes,
3,000 kids.
Wow,
14 adults. Like where are all these children coming from? Ain't nobody married.
No,
kids everywhere. They're climbing on the pews.
But nobody talking about sex.
No, ain't nobody talking about sex. Somebody doing it though.
That's or hilarious. In my house, hanging off banisters. Yes. You know, same stuff.
So I have a question for you. So you kind of mentioned, which it leads into like the next question. People are always wondering, even with us, how do you balance this life and all that it entails and still manage a connection between the two of you? Mm-hmm. It's really easy to like always tend to your children, but your relationship is sacrificing.
Yeah.
Right. So sacrificing isn't the right word that I'm looking for, but we'll go with it.
I know what you mean.
Okay. How do you guys maintain that connection?
We don't.
I love the honesty.
Nah.
Maintain the connection. We just had like a whole like discussion
on vacation for 4 days.
4 days, and two of the days we were like at odds with each other.
Yeah.
This is why I love y'all so much.
Literally.
Y'all be honest for real.
I love it.
Your casual one time, I remember when I was like, this DeVal finna be my friend. He said, yo, me and Kay been beefing for a while. I was like, see y'all?
Bro.
People be beefing in marriage, man. Son. We've been on vacation. I remember one time we were on vacation. I'm sorry to cut your story.
No.
I'm going to continue. We was on vacation for 7 days, 3.5 of which we was just like, oh.
That was us.
At the wedding.
In Miami
at the Ritz. The kids like, y'all good? It's quiet in there. We good. It was raining in Miami. We was just like.
Nah, bro.
Let me tell you.
We were at a wedding. We were at a wedding.
At a wedding. Celebrating love. Everybody's in love right now. And my husband don't love me in this moment. And I was feeling some kind of way.
We were there. Oh, yo. This is the truth, man. Like,
it's true.
We try so hard.
Yeah.
To make it balanced, but realistically, there's no way to always have everything. Like, you're not always going to be on point.
No.
You're just not always going to be on point. And
right.
Sometimes, the one thing I know that works with us is I'm honest. I'll tell her, like, I feel like we're not connecting in this way. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're not paying attention to me. I'm tired of being last. And I'll ask her, what am I not doing? I feel like you're not connecting to me. What can I do to make
good
you
question.
Want to be more connected?
Yeah.
Because I honestly feel like if she's not connecting with me, there got to be something I'm not doing. It's not just a hurt problem.
Yeah, taking that
and
ownership.
Remember when we were at the pool and we were talking about sex, we were talking about a whole bunch of different things. And then she was just like, well, I can work on this. I said, Kay, this is not a you problem. I'm asking you about what I can do. Just please give me something. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about my ego. Don't worry about if it's going to make me mad. Just tell me so I can work on it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes women like to just not hurt your ego, so they try to make it feel like they want to do it, they want to fix it. So then if I walk away thinking I'm doing everything perfect and I'm still not helping her, then she's not really helping the problem. And then
absolutely.
We still be out here not liking each other.
I think my problem was that I always, and I found myself guilty of expecting him to understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, bruh, I got 3 kids, we got careers, we got schedules that are crazy, we travel a lot. If you happen to fall to the bottom of the lift, you're an adult, you should understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that that's super unfair of me to always expect him to just understand, like, you know what, at some point, Kay, when can I be a priority?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And I had to check myself on that because I was like, damn, I'm really doing this to this man. Yeah. And I'm just like leaving him to feel like, you're going to be all right. You would be big. You grown when he wants to be attended to.
Right.
And I had to fix that. And I'm still working on fixing that now because just that was one of the discussions we had this past weekend. It was like, you know, everything is going to get done when it gets done. And I always have to wait. And I'm tired of waiting.
Oh, I'll tell you.
And that's hard for a man to even verbalize. Bro. I realized that in our marriage. Like, for a man, I don't want to say for a man, but for me, it was even hard to say that hurt my feelings.
Yes.
Because that felt weak.
Yes.
But it'd be like, bro, but that hurt my, like, I said that hurt my feelings. Like, when you do this, I'd be like, have y'all seen the video of the guy's like, why are you not cuddled me? I literally, why are you not cuddled me? Like, Melissa be so. And she's working on it, to give her credit. She's so, and I know she doesn't do it on purpose, but sometimes it doesn't matter if your intention was that or not. But she's like so focused on the next thing. Like, I got to go pick the boys up. I'm leaving the house
I'm
now.
The same
I'm
way.
Like, turn around and give me a hug.
That's
your
me.
Kid.
Yes.
Oh,
right,
oh,
man. Yo, what up, fam? Don't dap me up.
Kev.
Hug me. Tell me bye. Tell me bye, man. Tell me bye. Kev. Let me know you still
love did
me
I not anyway. Say the same thing to you?
You did.
I said, yo, you just got in the car and left. You didn't even say bye to me.
Like, no, bye,
you think that's fine?
I'm like, keys, purse, door lock.
On to the next.
I'm like, you think that's fine?
We was just in the same room together. You could have said bye on your way out. Why don't you say bye to me?
You know what's funny? We had a very interesting conversation, which I think is going to intrigue people, right? Where I said to her, I could understand why people cheat, right? And it's not a man or a woman thing, right? But think of it for this perspective, right?
Ooh, you I'm already excited.
So think of it from this. Like, you know that you have things in your life that you may need from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And you've constantly told your partner. And your partner feels like they can't reach that goal. And they start to feel inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
Now you feel like, damn, I don't really want to hurt my partner by telling my partner that she or he is not reaching what I need. So then it becomes a thing, well, you know what? If I could just handle it on my own and leave her to her own bliss or him to his own bliss, you know, something like ignorance is bliss. If he or she doesn't know, I could honestly understand why someone would think cheating may be better.
Yep.
You don't want to hurt your partner because there's been so many conversations she and I have both had where she said stuff to me where I felt inadequate. I'm like, damn, I can't fix that for myself. Like, I'm trying, but I can't. And if I can't fix it, and I'm still trying to exist with you, I'm never going to be able to be what she wants me to be.
Yep.
And vice versa. So then it makes you feel hopeless.
Yep. And you don't even try. Like, bro, this is an unattainable thing. So I'd rather not even try than to keep trying and failing.
Right.
And then they're just like, you don't even care. You know, and it's human nature, though.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do pull-ups, but I can't do them. So I'd be like, I'm not doing that.
I saw your post the other day.
The work about it.
I went to the gym that day. That joke was just funny to me. Like, nobody ever be like, man, you got to believe in this. Be like, but today I just didn't do it. Like,
I did not want it.
I did not want it that day. That's so interesting because Melissa, we talk about that all the time about how resentment builds.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, after a while, you could, and I felt like, I wanted to say this on Black Love last night, but I didn't get a chance to. They were asking about vulnerability. Like, how did you get to that point? And the truth is, it's because I felt like I was losing her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like what worked early in our marriage when we both stayed at home and didn't travel, I didn't do stand-up, like, I was way young in my career, I wasn't getting booked like that, I didn't have to be as vulnerable. But when I'm gone 3 days out of the week or 4 days out of the week with travel, she basically was like, yo, that, like, surface-level stuff we had, which worked for 14 years, that's not going to work anymore. So you're going to have to, like, give me this.
Because you're gone.
Like, the moments need to matter more. And I really felt like, man, I don't know how to crack this code because I hadn't had to do that ever in life. Not just with her. Like, there's stuff in my life I told her, like with my real dad, like, stuff I just don't deal with personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go in there, the safe of my heart, put those feelings there, lock it. And you lock it so long, you forget that stuff is even in there. You know what I'm saying?
But it still affects you.
Oh, it still affects you. You just compress it and move on. So once I started unlocking that, I was crying for everything, man. It's literally everything was making me cry. But she was like, not necessarily the crying, but she was like, finally, like, we're breaking through to where it feels like I'm uncovering a new level of you and therefore our love. You know what I'm saying?
And how amazing is that, that she even took the time to know, like, okay, we need to unpack this. Like, it's being... open to it. I think sometimes I've heard of couples, either one person or the other, just not even being open to diving into that.
Right? Yeah.
So, like, kudos to you for saying, you know what, that didn't work before. Now this is going to work.
Well, the thing that's interesting, I'm going to let you talk. At first, she didn't have the right words to get that to me.
That's important.
Yeah, she was saying stuff like, we don't talk. I feel like we don't talk. And I'm like, bro, we talk every day.
Right,
we always talk. Right. So what I tried first, because I was always trying, I was like, okay, let me put my phone on the charger when I get home from work, 7 o'clock, and we'll talk. Mm-hmm. So now she's like, and I was like, let's take a walk 3 times a week. And so I'm thinking, literally taking her for literal, we are not talking enough.
Right.
And that's not what she meant.
Yeah.
Then she was like, I feel like our conversations aren't deep enough. And I was like, what do we want to talk about? We ain't in high school. You couldn't
eloquently articulate how to get to those.
And once she said, I feel like you're not being vulnerable and sharing the deepest part of me with you, then it was like, okay. Oh. And then I had to tell her, which I don't think she understood until I said, I was like, you got to understand, I'm not hiding that just from you. I'm hiding it from me. Mm. So if you want me to uncover that stuff, you be prepared, because I don't even know what's in there.
Right.
This is like the deep part of the ocean
that's
unexplored.
Right. Be prepared but when that's it comes
out. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it's doing the work to even communicate clearly so your spouse who wants to be there for you can understand what you mean and not feel like they're missing the mark.
I know. Go ahead. Melissa wanted to say something. So I'm going to let you say that first, but I want to remember that thought.
Go ahead. Go for it. Mm-hmm.
What we were struggling with even this past weekend, right, was Kay would say to me, what's the matter? Then I would tell her, then she would get upset about what I said. And then I would say, you know what you can't do? You can't ask me what's wrong, and then when I'm honest, be upset about what I'm being honest about. Because then that makes me not want to share.
Right.
Because
now it's like, I'm on vacation. I don't want to argue with you.
Right.
So you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather go in a different room, eat these wings by myself. Because it was at one point, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. We ordered some wings. I was in there eating by myself. She was just like, you're just going to be in here by yourself? I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to, I'm cool. And she's just like, what's the matter? I'm like, nothing. I'm good. No, nothing. She's like, I've known you long enough. What's the matter?
Yeah.
Boom, I lay it out. Then she get mad. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, so why even ask me? You know what I'm saying?
Now
and
then your
she was
wing
just,
experience is ruined.
Right now, my wings, the vacation is already trashed. The wings is trashed.
You know what I'm saying? Good to begin with. Now, you just had to eat.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's now just 2 in the morning.
From my perspective, it wasn't even that I was upset about what he said. It was just that I think he always feels as if, like, whenever I speak the way I speak, is a little bit too forceful, maybe, or I don't know if it's because I dropped my tone a bit or what, but he was
because
like,
you're screaming?
Because I'm not screaming.
And arms flailing? maybe.
I'm a New Yorker. I talk with my hands.
I do
you know
too.
What I mean? I talk with my hands.
I'm not
a
from
lot.
New York, girl, but I do too. High
I talk
five.
With my hands a lot. So I may be doing this in my voice, you know.
You missed a high five. Kate's trying to follow you. They so awkward. God damn it. We did our hug, so our
I'm
impromptu
so
hug together. We got it.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
Okay, Kay's like, my hands. Oh my I see your hand. My hands.
You saw the little light dimming in Melissa's eyes. She's like, this is what happened in high school. This is what nobody said with me.
It's fine. It's okay.
High school.
I'm going to go on the couch.
You throw the high five. She actually said it. She said high five.
It's messed up.
Damn, y'all.
It's okay. Go.
I would have snuffed him.
Can y'all rewind it? Let's do this over again.
I'm like, okay.
I talk with my hands too. High five.
Don't you mix it. Don't you fix it in the edit. You leave it.
Fix that in post, all right? Fix that in post.
Okay, finish your thought.
But no, it's like not even that I'm upset about it. Sometimes too, there's a level of frustration because I know that then we're talking about things that were issues before that are still issues. Mm-hmm. And I will say a lot of those issues are things that maybe I haven't even worked to fix yet. So I get frustrated with myself.
Yeah.
Like, damn, we having this discussion again. And we had the discussion 2 months ago and I ain't fixed it since then. And then he feels like I'm just being upset with him. But that's not.
Yes.
I'm not upset with him. It's just like
that's a
frustrating thing.
Frustration can exude even if you're mad at yourself.
Right.
It
still
comes off as
and
frustration.
And I'm just like, I'm not mad at you, bro. It's just like, if I could beat myself up, I would. You know? So
I love. Oh, you guys know I love these conversations so much, but I love this conversation. Number one, because we all get the hashtag goals underneath our posts, but to see the realness, the authentic that says, we y'all, y'all are us.
We
have these moments. And what I think is even more, like we had so many gems in here. I'm going to recap it for y'all in just a minute. But really quickly, when I get all excited and stuff, I be needing
deodorant because that's what happens when you sweat. You need a really good deodorant.
And if
deodorant.
You want to high-five somebody like you do right now, you want to make sure that
Now they're going to talk themselves into the high-five.
There we go.
That you're fresh. So I want to tell you about Native because you guys know how much I love Native. They use simple, safe, effective ingredients in their products that you can use every single day and you don't have to worry about putting yuckiness in and on your body. Native is filled with ingredients found in nature such as coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch to absorb moisture. They never test on animals, so for all of you cruelty-free people, that's for y'all. And they have free shipping and returns. Making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on product performance. And really, we be caring about animals and all that kind of stuff, but also you really just want to make sure you get something that works because don't nobody want pit stains and that kind of thing. And the other thing is their stuff smells so good. You guys know that they have the body wash and the deodorant and the coconut and vanilla scent, and it just smells edible. It smells amazing. Native comes in a variety of enticing scents for both men and women. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. The holiday seasons are coming up, so I'm sure they're going to have something very Christmassy and very Thanksgiving-y and those type of things. They also offer an unscented formula for all of those people that have nose sensitivities. Baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities. See, I be knowing what I be talking about. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code LH during checkout. Again, 20% LH. Off your first purchase. You're going to visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code LH during checkout. Then I want to tell you guys about Canvas People because y'all love Canvas People. We love Canvas People. We have showed y'all our canvas from Canvas People and they are amazing. One of the boos in my book club just got her canvas and was like, yo, this is legit. We be kicking y'all up on our ads, okay? And this is no exception. Canvas People prints your favorite memory on canvas and turns them into unique works of art that add a beautiful touch to your home. With Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed and cherished. This is so great because with social media, a lot of times photo albums are starting to become obsolete. Like, you remember you used to go to people's houses and go through. Yeah. With social media, it's like, let me pull up my Facebook, let me pull up my Instagram, and that's become your photo album. So to have something printed that you can put in your house is like, that's a treasure. That's a true moment. And with the holidays coming up, these are the things you want to give to people, not your Instagram page, an actual picture. Now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11x14 photo canvas for free. You heard me right, people. Free. These normally sell for $69.99, but you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, to 64,000. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, this offer will not last. You're going to text Kevin, that's K-E-V-I-N, to 64,000. One last time, Kevin to 64,000. Take advantage of this offer, people. Okay, I want to really quickly encapsulate this moment, and I'm hoping I don't forget all of the things that were said because they were really good. Number one, we talked about making sure that we're able to articulate our feelings. This is something I'm huge on because I think the biggest problem that exists with couples often is that we don't have the language to articulate what's going on with us.
Facts.
I think that is the biggest problem. It took me, as Kevin said, months to be like, it's vulnerability. That's what the problem is.
That's the word.
It took me months to figure that out. And so we end up going in circles trying to identify what's wrong. And when it's not right, we're just angry.
Yeah.
We have an attitude with our spouse and you're like, I am trying. Right. I'm trying to. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just mad right now. And that's what happens. So I think that's so, it's all, we all go through this. I've literally talked about how I have literally studied a emotions wheel because I'm like, I need to expand my vocabulary around these emotions. Anger and happiness, aren't it? Those are not the only two emotions that I experience.
Mm. Right.
And so I need to understand, what are these emotions? What are the definitions of those emotions? So when something's going on, I can say, oh, that feels like loneliness. Oh, that feels like content. Yeah. Oh, this feels like I'm missing connection or vulnerability. Like, I want to be able to articulate that with my husband because that's the only way to get to healing is to identify the problem
first. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, right? We don't mm-hmm. have that. Next thing I thought was so, so good is this idea of expressing yourself and then that is being met with some sort of like defensiveness. And it's because I don't want to feel like I'm hurting my spouse. Right. I want to feel like I'm better than this moment. We've that's talked me. About that's, this. Yeah, that's me.
For sure.
And that's so you feel like I don't want to, and I'm not mad at you. I really am mad at me. I'm mad at the situation. I'm mad mm-hmm. that I'm not at a point that I am better than
so,
this.
So real there quick, can go. I ask a question? And this there is to both go. Of you, because this is something that I've always struggled with. I don't know if it's a man-woman thing, but Kay can tell me what she thinks is wrong, and I can take it in and try to figure out what's going on without feeling defensive, right? Do you think it's a woman thing that if I say that this is what's wrong, that the Kay admits that she gets defensive, like, and you admit, like, why is that? I really want to know. I want to hear someone else's perspective, because Kay explains to me and I understand that it's her, and I'm like, okay, is it just a DeVal Kadeem thing? Is it a man-woman thing? Is it a situation thing? You know, like,
what's are your thoughts?
I mean, I always just feel like, well, I hear it, I receive what you're saying, and then I just get frustrated because I feel like it's almost like, damn, Kadeem, he's checking you on this, and you should have fixed it already, and mm-hmm. you haven't. So I just get instantly upset at myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, damn, I'm letting him down. And it's not like I want to let him down. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't want that. But then here we are ruining a perfect moment that we have together with just the two of us on vacation, which, like, never happens now with our work mm-hmm. schedule. And it was all of those things compounded at one that I was like, damn, I just really messed up right now.
Mm-hmm. I think he was asking you, Liz.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because
I'm trying to make sure that I'm being a good host here.
Yeah.
No, but also I want to know if I want to hear someone else's perspective.
That was just my perspective.
That was Kay's perspective.
Just, yeah.
Child, I'm about to echo everything you said. Yeah. Because I feel like that too. I definitely feel like it feels like an unintentional, but it feels more direct, indictment of who I am, that I am not meeting the expectation that you have of me.
It's like a call out.
It's like it doesn't mean to come off as an attack, but in reality what it feels like is an attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You it feels
that's the term we use. I'm like you I'm not attacking you.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
I say that all the time. I say I'm not attacking you, but yeah. And then it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, you know, you can tell in your mind like it is not an attack. This is not an attack. This is not an attack. But your body is like, oh, girl.
Right. And that's when the hands start.
Yes.
And then
and that's when
in my voice
I listen to.
And he's like, you're screaming. And I'm like,
I don't mean to be screaming. But
I'm
also
passionate.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I was listening to Esther Perel. I love Esther Perel. And I literally listened to the same episode years ago. And then I listened to it like three times this morning because she just is amazing. The way she puts her words together, I'm just like, I just love you. Mm-hmm. But one of the things she said in this episode I was listening to today, and it kind of gets to what we're talking about, is we often go on fact-finding missions instead of dealing with the feeling. And so in this moment, what I should do, what we should do, is say, like, I'm sorry. This is how you feel. I don't want to make you feel like this. I'm going to do better. But instead, we might go into defensive mode and maybe not. I'll give an example. You didn't notice 3 days ago I was trying to do better. You didn't notice that after we had this conversation the first time, I was perfect for 2 weeks. And I may have fallen out, but I don't get. So that's a fact finding mission. And now we want to debate the
like
times.
The facts, like, DeVal wants, like, tangible, like,
so
facts
Kevin.
And moments.
I want 17 explicit examples, date, time stamps, CCTV, ATM cam, satellite imagery.
Because if you're going to tell me, because my
it's
thing
like
is.
It's like, we had sex here on Tuesday, we didn't on Wednesday. Yep. On Thursday, we did this at 4 o'clock. So, therefore, technically,
because,
it don't count because it's 4 a.m.,
right.
So it's Friday.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell
and
you
I'm
why.
And I'm just like. Wait, do you remember that? I don't even
know
what I ate
that day. Yes, LeBron. Yes. LeBron remembers plays from 20 years ago.
I don't know what I had for breakfast.
I can remember things. Same. Like, listen, this is
same.
This is really what happens, right? You said something, Melissa. You said that. No, Kesa, you said everything is perfect in this moment. I just want to enjoy this moment, mm-hmm. right? What happens to us, me in particular, is that it may be perfect for you because I've suppressed the way I felt. Mm. So everything is perfect in your moment. Because I've been suppressing continuously so it's not perfect for me right now. It's not perfect. It seems perfect to mm-hmm. you because I'm allowing you to be perfect in this moment, but I'm not perfect.
Little do you
so
know.
So then when I say how I feel the way I feel, and you say, well, what do you mean? I give you facts. Mm-hmm. And then when you say to me, well, I do XYZ, I want to know facts, because when we go over the facts and you can't back up your statement, that's the only time you can realize, like, you know what, maybe I haven't been doing it as much as I thought, because you've been working so much on other things. Not that it's done on purpose, not that you wake up in the morning and go, you know what, I'm gonna ignore DeVal today, because you never do that. And I'm pretty sure Mel never wakes up and be like, I'm gonna ignore Kevin. But you wake up and you're like, I gotta check the kids, I gotta do this, I gotta make sure the love hour is right, I gotta da 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 da, and before you know it, it's like 3 days. Well, I haven't even asked Kev, what do you want for breakfast, because that was our argument.
That in Hawaii on vacation, work vacation, as you guys know. Very rarely is it a true, pure vacation. No work is necessary. And Melissa was getting ready to launch the Love Hour conference, and she had been working, like, super diligently on it, and she had been planning to launch it prior to Hawaii. But, like, maybe a week to 10 days before we were supposed to leave, her website provider, like, that hosts the conference, they announced that they wouldn't be able to take payment plans. Like, starting like next week. So she had done all this research for months, because she knows it's important to people to have payment plans. So now our vacation week has turned into crunch time work week. So, bro, when I tell you, because I had, she used to get on me for years about working too much on vacation. So I'm like, I'm on low autopilot mode.
I see you.
So I don't, when I'm on vacation, if you have, if you guys really pay attention, I'll post videos.
You post old
mostly
videos.
Old videos or stuff from my stories.
Yes.
It's never scour the internet, find viral stuff. It's just like, man, this dude jumped in the water in Mexico. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So I'm working hard to be chill. This woman is laptop open, phone thing, this. And I find myself like, because when we get home, it's definitely going to be back to that. So can we just have this 5 days?
Right.
So I, like, just gave up. We walk into the most expensive dinner of the weekend. And she's like, I feel like you have an attitude. Well, yes. I'm glad you noticed.
Noticed, right.
Yes, I have an attitude, because you got on me for all these years for working all the time.
Right.
And now here you go doing the same thing that you, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
and I'm holding my part of the bargain up. And she was like, you know, but at the same time, and she caught me between the gloves. And I had my gloves up, and she still hit me. She's like, do you notice, though, sometimes when you were doing that, I gave you grace because I knew some of this stuff was important to you. And this is important to me, and I don't have the time. You know this part wasn't my fault, and you're treating me as if I'm doing this on purpose. And I was just like,
that's a good one.
And then I had to say this, DeVal.
That was a good one.
We was walking to the restaurant.
That was a good one.
She was like, 3 minutes later, she's like, you still seem upset. And I was like, sometimes when you're mad, it's mad is still there.
Could be.
You just got to take it. It's still got to take some time to dissipate. Kev. I don't know how to just be like, oh, hey, well,
get rid of that stuff.
I was legit pissed. Like,
Kev, we are, Kev, oh my gosh. You're bringing me back to 2 days ago. Because we were arguing. And we were arguing about breakfast and dinner, her taking care of me, then 30 minutes later, I'm laying there in the bed, and then she's come over, her hand coming down my thigh, and I'm like,
no.
And she's just like, what's the matter? You don't want me to touch you? I'm like, I'm not in the mood. So then she's just like,
and then he took his blanket and ever so, like, turned his shoulder back to me and was hugging his pillow.
I said the same exact thing to her. I said, just because you made a point don't mean that my anger just dissolves.
It takes time.
I'm still mad.
It takes time.
I'm still mad. She's like, you don't even want to have sex. I know you mad. I'm like, I'm not even in the mood right now. And you know what the funny thing is? Our argument was about breakfast and dinner and lunch, because we had just gotten to an argument. I said, okay, when's the last, I said, you argue with me about all the times that I don't do, right? You don't work full time. I don't work full time. We're entrepreneurs. We make things balance. When's the last time you woke up and just said, what do you want for breakfast? When's the last time you made me lunch? When's the last time you made me dinner? Do you realize that we eat out so often because I try to make sure that you don't have to work those things? And she was just like, oh, I didn't realize. I said, I even brought your mom to live with us so you don't have to worry about more stuff, and you still can't find time to take care of me. And she was like, I see you, DeVal. But we in Mexico on vacation. Right. And I'm like, no, we're not going to table this. But one thing you said that brings me back to the original point in question, grace. Because people ask all the time, how do y'all have arguments stuff and still make videos? Because our content is based on our
personalities. That was actually one of the questions. That was the most common question. It's like, how do y'all do that? Because I know y'all got to be mad for real sometimes.
I'm going to tell you like
I saw one video, okay, with the when the Jax video was on the stairs.
Yes.
And you was like, man, she let me pissed. See what she, bro, her eyes, you know when Superman's eyes warm up to be laser beam? I felt like I had to turn my phone. I was like,
"You see how fast I turned my phone on?"
There was so many people like, "She don't find this funny." What happened? Is everybody okay after that?
I know you guys are great actors, and acting comes from a place of truth.
Yes,
but the eyes, you couldn't even be, you could, the greatest actor on earth could fake those eyes.
All the way.
She was so mad, and it wasn't funny. If you notice, I didn't do no post after that.
It went dark.
It was dark for 36 hours.
I was like, "Did I put your phone away? Just put your phone away."
I was like, all right, this is not funny to me.
This is
funny though. Grace and being a professional. Beyonce fell down the flight of stairs, got up and performed.
We stand.
Her wig got stuck in a fan and she kept singing. So my thing is, this is what I want to do.
And they kept it moving. Right,
remember they had a whole fight in the elevator.
Her face would have never gave it away.
Nope.
You, if this is what you want to do, and this is what we have to tell people, you want to be an entertainer, right? You're going to have to learn how to separate your personal life from your professional life when you don't want to. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not an entertainer, if you work in the stock market, you don't just call your boss and be like, listen, me and my wife got into it. I'm not coming into work. No, you still got to get the your ass, your behind up and go to work.
Yeah.
So that day, me and her were arguing. I said, you know, we still got to do a 60-second video today. She was just like, yeah, I know. All right, let's, boom. We put our feelings aside. We did the video. It was funny. Got 300,000 views, and then we didn't talk at dinner.
Listen, we were on tour doing the Real Comedians and the Love Hour and going through our real marriage stuff. And then travel just exacerbates that.
Yes.
Because you're more tired, you're more hungry.
And that's where the lack of breakfast, lunch, and dinner came from, because it was like, you ain't on set no more? Oh, where's Crafty at? Mm-hmm. Oh, so that means you want to eat here? Oh, you're not eating on set. All right, great. Because with the kids, I can make up something quick.
They don't care.
Like, I'm good.
Right. No matter to me.
Right.
Fire.
They were like, fine. But I'm like, oh, shoot, DeVal is here. And then my mom, she's a great help sometimes too. So she'll make something. So sometimes she'll look at me, she'd be like, okay, what's for dinner? I'm like, you ain't make dinner? Oh, shit. Somebody gotta make dinner.
Hungry.
So everybody's just like, what are we gonna do?
Right. So we were used to have to be arguing all day, traveling, in the hotel room, ironing clothes, not talking.
It's hard. And travel to the venue. Work with somebody,
and we gotta turn it on and go to the love hour. A lot of times that broke a lot of the ice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it saved us.
Yeah.
Because we had to work together, it helped us to break. Y'all know when you're beefing, it's the hardest part sometimes is just breaking the ice of like, how do we even start the conversation? Because I'm not really as mad as I was,
right?
But I've been mad for a couple hours. I got to at least keep my my front up.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Like, so
keeping the front is important to me as a man. I got to put my foot down. I put my foot. See, I own my stuff.
Why can't we be happy? Okay, the Aries in him is like, I'm not going to be happy today because you said we should be happy today.
Keeping the front up is important to me. It's important to me. I admit that.
Exhausting though?
You know, yes, it's exhausting. That's why I be mad when you get me mad.
So
I be mad because my thing is like, you gonna get me mad. Now I gotta keep this front up. I don't wanna keep this front up. Stop getting me mad. If you stop getting me mad, I won't have to front for so long.
We went to dinner, had a couple drinks, and all was well in the land that night. Cause then who was poking at me? We got back from dinner.
That's the one thing about us that is trash. When we can, like when we have them dead to rights. On the sex tip, all they do is wiggle in.
It's
like,
a wrap.
I'm trash. And all my principles are out gone.
I threw
my picket sign
Took
away.
A nice little shower.
I broke the strike.
Then
I come in the bed
freshly
smelling
tanned,
good.
Oh, got the little coconut oil.
She knew what she was doing.
They got the big joker.
You know what
every,
I'm talking about, Melissa.
Every
you know what I'm talking about.
Y'all
don't play
fair. Big joker.
Y'all don't play
fair.
That ain't fair. I had it.
All's fair in love and war.
One thing, what you said is grace. How do we balance? Balance is learning how to give your partner grace.
Yeah.
Because
you just said it.
She's not always going to be perfect.
Nope.
I know for a fact. One thing I know I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I know I am a difficult person to deal with. I'm dramatic. I'm demanding.
Me too.
I need stuff in real time. At times I can be selfish, but my wife gives me grace. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really just what it is.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it got to be back and forth, but if
we
want
that
this.
Same issue. So Melissa and her sister, me and Greg, my brother-in-law in the other room, we have like brother therapy because it's like being married to the same woman. Literally. They are both sides of the same. It's uncanny. So one thing about them that is really hard to love or deal with, not love, is they grew up, their parents, which is a good thing, I think. They taught them, like, they didn't teach them to be dependent on a man.
Right.
They can change tires, they can drive stick, they can change oil, they can cook. They are she would have been just fine not being married, living wherever she, like, I'm going to be good. Like, I'm good. So, but I was trained to be a loving provider for my wife and do this and do that. So when you're trying to do that for her and she's trained not to do that, and then she'll go above and beyond to be like, and just to prove to you, I don't need nothing from you. I'm going to do this and that. And I'm like, okay, so what am I supposed to do then?
Right.
If you don't need, I've been trained to do this and it's not needed in this situation. You've been trained to do the opposite.
I hear that.
We're like this. That's so she's trying to like soften that up.
Did you learn to kind of relinquish a little bit?
I am learning.
Because what the thing is, she'll be like, I'm just trying to help. I promise I am. You ain't my dad. I know your father. Great guy. Love him.
Know and love him.
Love the guy. I'm not trying to be your dad. My brother has a great example. He was like, they're at the airport. She had a big suitcase. And he's like, yo, could I help you with this? She's like, I'm got it. And he said she struggled. We was laughing about it at dinner. She's struggling, bumping it up against the curb. All she's like, you ain't going to help me? I just said... Can you help me?
Wow.
So he said what he had to tell her wife, and I tried to do this with Melissa, is it's important to me that life is easy for you. Allow me to do this for you so things can go smoothly for you. And that somehow made sense to her.
That makes sense.
As opposed to what she was reading it is, and Melissa gave me this, and it's been so helpful. The narrative I'm telling myself is, so what she was telling herself is, you think I can't do this and I need your help. And that wasn't his thing.
Right.
He wants to make life easy. That comes across so much better. I want to make your life easier. Comes across so much better than, I think you can't do this.
I'm telling you, the way that I grew up in, like, I grew up in this, like,
Melissa's like you a lot of times too.
Independent. Yeah. I know, we go back and forth.
Oh, I just want to give this one example.
Go ahead.
Melissa was editing something. I've been editing for years on Final Cut. She's learning, right? She's doing something. I can see what she's messing up on. I'm like, oh, you just got to do, did anybody ask you?
Oh.
I'm good. You know what? Turn my back on her. Good night. This girl struggled for 3 more hours that night.
But I figured it out.
But you figured it out, though.
Look. That's all that matters.
Look. I seen it coming. I felt that. I was like, she got 2 more seconds before I put this fist back down.
But that was her. And I'm not trying to be your dad.
Melissa, I'm
just.
Way.
But she took it as, you don't think I can do that. It's not that. It's that. 5 years ago, I spent 3 hours is this button? I know it can't be this hard. Right. She watching YouTube videos. I'm fake sleep. I'm like, it's gonna take you. Because it took me a lot of videos. And she watching the videos I watched, like, that dude never explained it. Okay, it's 22 minutes long. Like, I'm never gonna get the answer you're looking for. Good luck. You know what I mean?
So you ain't getting 8 hours of sleep on them sheets. What is it? Hold them sheets again.
Yo.
On the attitude sheets.
That is so funny, but I know that's me.
Yeah.
I definitely struggle with, this is literal, like right now, today. I struggle with feelings of measuring up. I struggle with feeling like I don't want to be your damsel in distress. I don't want a Prince Charming to come and rescue me. That's never been who I am. I want you to know that I want your help. I don't need your help. And so when you approach me, I want it to be on some like, I want to help you. Not that I think you can't do it. I just want to help you. And for me, that's like, I never want to don't make me feel like I'm incompetent. Don't make me make me feel like I'm dumb and I don't know what I'm doing. I can figure this out without you and I'll spend 3 hours.
Right, I get it.
Get 3 hours of sleep, but I'm going to figure it out, though. Like, that's just literally my energy. But that can be problematic in a relationship when you have a husband who wants to be there. And, like, let me be. I do want to be your Prince Charming. I do want to do those things for you. And my dad, he grew up with just his mom. His dad was kind of absent in his life. And so my grandma is very much like, very much like, I don't need y'all help.
Right.
Like, I'm a G out here. I got this. And I watched her get this. You know what I mean? And my dad instilled that in me and my sister. Don't be out here and be dependent on nobody.
Right.
You gonna learn how to do this on your own. And that's me. That's me and my sister. I don't want your help. And if I ask for it, it's because I don't need your help. And if I ask for your help, it's because I want it, not because I need it. Make sure you got that clear.
One other thing that happened in our life is like, so one thing that happens in marriage a lot and you don't realize you are assuming your spouse has a 360 degree view of your life. Mm-hmm. So Melissa, is that good?
That was good. Okay.
Was that good? Right.
So what happened is Melissa's always been great at her job. At the bank, she, I mean, rose the ranks to the top, system manager like that. At Boeing, at the top.
That's what
at,
she do.
I mean, always, and people are always coming to her for help, right? At my job, not the same. Just terrible employee all the time. Nobody ever asked me no questions until I got to ADD.
You never wanted to be an employee.
At Boeing, they were like, nobody even talked to me. Like, bro, I got two screens. One to fake work, the other to watch YouTube. I got the privacy screen on the YouTube computer so y'all can see the fake work on the Boeing computer. So what happened was, I know a lot about this entrepreneurship and all this stuff. Melissa doesn't know as much because she's new to it and she doesn't know about editing, all this stuff. So now she's like, you know, one day she barked at me. I was trying to help her with something. And I was like, oh, you could just get this on this. And she was like, you know, I was a boss at my job. And people asked me questions. I was like, well, that was an interesting answer to a question not related
right,
to your job.
Right.
Because this we was at my son's soccer game. And it was like, oh, yeah, you get the cleats from here. When at my job, people asked me questions. I didn't ask the questions.
You like, you going through something.
Oh, yeah. So what she said was, which made sense, she was out of her depth when she moved from this job to entrepreneurship. And when you and when I would just give her all the answers, it made her feel like I was one of her employees, right? Mm-hmm. But at my job at ADD, when people ask me questions, they didn't know the answer. They're like, Kev, what should we do about this? Give the answer. So I'm treating her like one of my employees, not my partner in the business. We're supposed to be building this business together. Mm-hmm. She don't feel like a business partner. Right. She feels like, go do this. Here's your answer. Like did you order lunch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, I get that actually. Yeah. Because your whole life, people have come to you. And now I'm treating you like an entry-level employee, not an executive in a company we share.
That's your mom living with us.
It is.
That's exactly like her. I'm listening to this and I hear
you're like, this is my life. This was this morning. This is my life last week.
This one thing I struggle with, bro. Because our dynamic's a little bit different. Kadeen is very old school. Kadeen has not opened the door or pumped gas in about 17 years since I came around. She's like, you're a man, you're supposed to do man things.
I used to in New York drive to find full service gas stations. Like, I'll bypass like 12 of them.
Oh, wow.
Just because, so I don't have to pump gas.
So she don't mind saying, Deval, you're a man, you're supposed to do this. Taking out the trash, Kadeen's like, I'm not taking out no trash.
I'm not doing that either.
But then what bothers me is that if I were to ever say you're a woman, you're supposed to do woman things, it's a problem. Although when it comes to men things, I have to do these things. If I were to
you're
ever
to be in the kitchen cooking,
if
you're
I ever to just say that,
don't ever.
It would be a problem. But it's okay for women.
I got mad right
to
now.
Say, you see that?
That is a great
I
point.
But it's okay.
That's a great point. Kadeen was bubbling up just thinking of you.
She walked to a door. She's standing right in front of the door. She will look around. She will not look at the knob.
I guess we ain't going here today.
So I'll be like, let me just
turn around.
Let me just get the door before we just stay here. So in our dynamic,
but you
it's
do. But you do.
Let me explain it to you.
I want that.
No.
He
listen,
likes to do that
I
as well.
I want to be the knight in
God
shining
forbid
armor.
God forbid I walk on the outside of him on with the street.
We'll fight. Like we'll fight. If you pull out your own chair, if you go to the door and hold it for me, we'll probably have a fight. But my thing is that I love doing those things because, like your brother-in-law said, I want to make your life easier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what I want in reciprocation is I want for you to wake up in the morning and say, damn, okay, what's DeVal going through today? How can I make his life easier?
Oh, that's reciprocation.
Mm-hmm. That's where our struggle
I don't
is.
Be thinking like that, though.
That's
you know
what I'm saying? I fell short.
She don't.
That's no. exactly why I
and
fell
And I'm going to tell you, and I know you got to do your thing, Liz. The one thing that, because I'm not even like that as much, but when the kids were born, and the kids are, oh, you find all the kids, hold on, let me make sure there's something.
Don't
when I come, there's,
say this.
Oh, the kids. So you have that ability.
Yes.
It's it.
And you're good at it.
You're amazing.
You're good at it.
Kid, you, Joe, you ain't eat. You got to eat, Joe. Okay. My stomach.
Nothing.
Do I got to eat?
Point it out, too.
Hands,
you
need
to fix that, bro.
You have the ability for the kids. You make sure you go without for them. But I'm not even saying make my plate, but have a pot so I can dip my. Because the thing is, I found like this is funny. It's kind of unrelated, but it's funny. Social media will make you feel like you have to take on the offense of others.
Of course.
Like men, like, you got to make my plate. Like, in my family, my mom never made plates for anybody because she was just busy. Mm-hmm. Like, her thing was like, let me give y'all something to eat before I go to work. Mm-hmm. So there's food. She didn't even plate it. It's just on the stove. So we always went and made our plates. So that never bothered me. So
hold on. Her grandmother got on her one time. She made my plate on the paper plate when I came home from work, and her grandmother looked at her like she was crazy. Like, that man been out all day working. Yeah. And you gave him a paper plate with a plastic
and fork. It was like, did you talk to your husband? When's he getting home? When's he getting home? Don't you think he's going to walk through the door? And he walked through the door, and she was like, and you didn't have his dinner ready. Like, it needed to be piping hot her on grandmother, the placemat with the knife and fork and the drink. And she did that for my grandfather for years.
Yeah, Melissa's mom was like that.
But do y'all know the history behind that, though? I forgot what I was watching a video, and it was a black woman who said, in America, the only place where a black man feels like a king is in their own home. Mm-hmm. They go out in the world and they feel like crap all day. People make them feel like they're less than human.
Yeah.
Literally 3/5 of a human. The only time a black man, and this was back in the 50s when women didn't work.
Yeah.
The only time they felt like they had ownership of their humanity was at home. So for black women back then, it was important to make your husband.
So he could have the power to go out and be.
And be, feel like and crap deal with all of that. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's so deep. And I think it's important for all of us because I can understand why Melissa is the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can because you're married. I can understand why Kadeen is. And I think that's the most important thing about why we have these conversations. I know my wife ain't perfect. My wife ain't a cookie cutter version of who I wanted to be. I know I'm not perfect. I know Kay don't wake up in the morning and be like, look at this. I know Kay look up in the morning and be like, wow, like I choose to do this every day. But since try to understand each other, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes it worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because I hear you talk about dynamics of Melissa's life, then I'm like, yo, this man is really in tune.
You have to.
To his wife, bro. You really talk like, I'm like, you just not sitting here like, oh, my wife pretty. Oh, no, you sitting here like, no, my wife's been through this. She's going through this. Her parents go through it. I'm like, that's the type of work that needs to get done, bro.
We played sports. You probably better level than I did, but we understand the game.
Yeah.
The great players, they know their self. They know their teammate. They know their opponent. Yes. They know the history. They know your tendencies. Like, in order to be great, you have to know all the whole scope, not just from the moment I met her. What's
right? What happened before?
How's her mom? What's her? She the oldest versus the middle versus the youngest. That's a different way you see the world.
Yeah.
What did you want to do? Melissa's like, if I didn't get married, I'd be in New York in a power suit with a briefcase rocking my life. So that she's going to approach
she's going to approach
like
my gosh.
All white.
Not just my marriage.
Yes, and all white because ain't no kids.
Not a one. Floor to ceiling glass.
That's valuable piece of information.
Trinkets everywhere that no one's going to break. I told Val, I said, listen, you know, when we make it and we can afford to have a spot for just you and I, it's going to be in a penthouse somewhere all white. And the kids won't even know the place exists. It's going to be like our own
That's the life, alternate life she wants.
Our own safe haven.
Loft for it.
No one will ever know where it's at.
How many times have I said loft in the city?
Yes.
Yep. There you go. Loft in the city somewhere. There you go.
Such a rich conversation. I'm like, bubbling has been the thing that I think Dr. Shepherd said to me. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm doing. I always feel like elated and bubbling when conversations are like really, really good. And that's how I feel right now. It's more than just like, let's talk about who you guys are. Like, this is deep.
Mm-hmm. We just go right into it. Like,
and we went straight.
It's the love hour. It's the love hour. We got to talk about it.
Love just understanding and hearing dynamics of different relationships. It always shines a light, number one, that like we're all normal and kind of going through the same thing. You know, we're different in some ways, but at the end of the day, everyone has the same core values to feel value, to feel loved, to feel connected. Mm-hmm. Those things are the same across humanity. Mm-hmm. And so having these conversations are just like, I hope you guys are excited about it as I am. In addition to excitement, we know that we're in the holiday season. Don't get fat over the holidays. Don't do it because you're going to be sad. But that's okay, because if you are sad, I got somebody who can help you.
Oh.
They're called Open Fit. Hello, Ed. Don't wait for the new year. Start now. That sounds like a gospel song. Mm. Don't wait for the new year. Start now.
Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout out.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're so churchy list.
Yeah. Don't wait for the new year. You want that new you, new year, new me, all that kind of stuff. You want it. You want to wait till January 1st. Why? Start now. Develop those habits. Get into that discipline mode today, right now, and start creating the life that you want for yourself. And you don't have to wait, because we all want to be snatched like Miss Kadeen. Listen, you be out here working it out on every post. I'd be like, Jesus, why can't you transport her thighs and her booty to me? Amen.
Squat all day.
Mel, you talking like you a whale.
You cannot
You look good. Stop
I'm trying to get max waistline, though.
I want to be thicker.
Team, no way.
Women never happy. She want to be thicker. No she want to be thinner.
No way.
Me and you over here chilling.
I'm like,
you ain't got no hair. I ain't got no beard. I'm like, whatever. My life loves me. I don't care.
Oh, that's what I do. On any day, I'm good. I'm out here trying to do these squats for my thighs and carry it off. So listen, that's a get your weight up.
There you go.
I want to tell you about Open Fit. What is so great about them is that they allow those people who are busy. We're all busy. We've just talked about how busy our schedules are and they impact our relationships. But in addition, when you're busy, it impacts your health. And so you have to make your health a priority. And sometimes all you have is 10 minutes a day. And that's what Open Fit allows you to do. You can do this from the comfort of your own home in as little as 10 minutes a day. Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. With Open Fit, you don't have to worry about feeling embarrassed at the gym. You can get your workout from the privacy of your own home. Sometimes going to the gym is so intimidating because they have so many like bars and bells and this and that.
And people who look like they know what they're doing. Like, bro, move.
Yes.
Give us a section where the people don't know what they're
doing. Exactly. So
that's how it should be divided. Yeah,
seriously, y'all know what y'all doing, and we over here trying to figure it out.
The gym.
Yes,
he's that person.
Yeah. You won, baby.
And so for those people who feel intimidated by going out to the gym, those people that feel embarrassed, this allows you to get your steps in, get your workout in without actually needing to leave the comfort of your own home and go to the gym, which is also great too, because traveling to the gym, sometimes getting out the bed is a struggle.
Man.
Then you got to get in a car and go to the gym. Child, that's too many steps to get to where I need to be. If I could just roll over and do it in the comfort of my own home, maybe even in your bedroom, you might be able to get this. So this allows you that opportunity, that flexibility. Open Fit has changed the way I work out, and texting my code LOVE to 303030, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-day challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit when you text LOVE, that's L-O-V-E, to 303030. You will get full access to Open Fit, all the workout and nutrition information totally free, people. Again, just text LOVE to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply.
That's great.
Yeah.
Y'all
okay.
Coming to the family barbecues, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all too funny, bro.
Yes, we
I'm
do.
Having like such a great time. This is fantastical. So did anyone else want to add anything? I mean, Chad, we talked about a whole heck of a lot, but initially the question was talking about balancing careers. But I think at the end of it, what we've learned here is that balance is a myth. But what we do need to do is offer grace.
Grace.
Something that was said. Grace to each other. Be able to have these conversations, have them open hearted, not be defensive like me and Kadad just admitted, me and Kay just admitted that we can be sometimes.
But
it's human nature. And if you find yourself in our situation, it's just something to acknowledge and then work on.
No, of course. Let me say, I mean, even with the arguments that we did have when we were away, didn't we like come home like hands held?
Yeah, we did. We held hands and fell asleep
on
the
plane. All that good stuff. Because it's like, you know,
we did.
I feel like those conversations then just garner a greater understanding.
Yeah.
100%.
And that clarity sometimes is enough to make you feel like, A, I understand what's going on, and B, I now feel a little more motivated and empowered by my spouse and by him wanting him to be happy. I feel more motivated to then, you know, get on the job.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that because
I made a breakfast this morning, y'all.
Hey!
Yay!
I had bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. I love it.
On a little
roll.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Sure. I didn't put my eyelashes on because I was making his bacon, egg, and cheese. So we sacrificed.
Listen, it's
we
impossible
sacrificed.
To
I'm over here
all.
Looking at Mel's eyelashes, and I'm like, I forgot my lashes this morning.
But you did right.
She ate and my baby's belly.
That's what's
full.
Important, child, because we had
priority.
Starbucks.
We had Starbucks.
One thing I'll add is, of course, I like the grace, the work, but also just wanting to, wanting to be here. Like, I'm married because I want to be married. I was listening to the radio this morning, and a woman called in, and she said, how do I get my boyfriend to want to commit to marriage? And I was just like, damn, there's nothing you can do. He got to either want to or not want to. There's nothing you can do.
Yep.
That's fact.
Kay never made me want to be committed. I just want to be committed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I never made Kay. She wanted to be committed. If you committed to this marriage, and you're committed to your profession, you'll find balance in there. Mm-hmm. But you just gotta want to do it. That's it. Period.
That
and
was
balance,
great.
Really, even if you think of like a seesaw or anything, they like balancing on like a unicycle. You see those people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if they do it, it is extremely. It's leaning yeah. here, yeah. so you're gonna go too far over on this side.
Sometimes, come back. Yeah.
Balance yep. is nothing but recorrection.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Trying to, it's like driving a car. When I was yeah. a kid, I was like, I don't understand why when adults drive the car, they're just not holding it. Mm-hmm. But you got to, the road is moving, the tires are this, you're constantly adjusting and just trying to stay in between the white lanes. And that's what
marriage
is. It was
a great analogy.
Mm-hmm. Grace.
I've been killing, I have a good episode.
And this is a great episode.
Triple double for me.
Grace and recalibrating.
So good.
For balance, that
yeah.
those are the two things. That's great. Grace and recalibrating.
Bro,
that is
grace
dope,
thing,
bro.
I'm telling
that
you, is. Man, like what you're asking, when I say, Melissa, I want you to let me be the man in your life. Or let me do stuff that's manly. You're asking someone who's 36 years old to recalibrate a thought pattern she's had for her whole life mm-hmm. and then expecting it to happen like that. When you're developing anything, a skill, acting, football, training, yeah. weightlifting, you have to take time. And some of those days are, you know, you're trying to work out. You're going to have bad workouts, mm-hmm. days that you miss, months where you fall off. Same thing with your spouse. You're asking somebody to change a personality trait to accommodate you, that's not going to be done. Like, that's why I appreciate, the thing I appreciate about Melissa the most is willingness. She's willing to
yeah,
try
to
change.
To.
If you don't care, like, if I bring that to you, you're just like, man, you, that's dumb. She's like, okay, I understand that. I'm going to try. Even though she still walks out of the house
just
without kissing me.
Bro,
a lot of time.
I know. I'm not going to get breakfast tomorrow, so I know.
You got to appreciate the bacon and cheese.
Just for that. Just for that.
I'm playing, baby. I'm playing.
But you can appreciate the times that she does remember.
I do. I do.
And you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times we just be wanting to be mad so much that we don't give no grace.
No grace. Yo, I'll give you some science behind what you just said. Studying exercise physiology as a pro athlete, it takes 1,000 hours of muscle movement to become muscle memory. So
1,000 hours.
1,000 hours. So remember when you know have you heard the saying that if you see somebody's really great at something, you best believe they probably can't read because they spent all of that time just focusing on
that's
that.
That's why Michael Jordan on the mic.
Bro, you
the ceiling is the roof. Okay. That's why you have 6 championships that, and no losses.
All he
you
worries
cannot say English words.
That's the truth though, bro. 1,000 hours.
Wow.
So think about that if you're in a relationship. You said Mel's 36 years old. Her pattern has been this. You tell her for the first time that this is what it's going to take. People want change instantly.
So
it
good.
Takes man. Thousands of hours to become muscle memory because ultimately it's going to go back to what she's comfortable doing if she doesn't constantly work on it.
Default
yes.
setting.
Default That's setting.
It.
There you go.
It's funny. We played basketball, me
that
and Doughboy. One on one. I had beat him one on one so many times. Right?
I watched it.
And the last time I beat him, I was like, I'm not playing you no more, bro, because you be backing me down. You're too heavy. Mm. Like, you hurt my back last time, right? He was like, I ain't going to do that. Jumpers only. He missed 1-2 shots, right,
right,
back,
right
to,
back to
boom, boom, boom yep. for the whole game, because you going
to
default to
what,
your default setting is your default. That's your comfort zone. That's your nature. That's going to be what your go to thing. Yep. You have to work against that. To become who you are, it's 1,000 hours. It's a lot of walking out the house,
a lot of talking,
without kissing,
a lot of talking.
I have a question for you. I don't know if the audience said it, but this is something I find interesting. When Kay, I think you booked a makeup role on a TV show, and y'all role switched.
Yes.
And you had for 4 weeks, and you was going through hell.
Yeah, I hated my life.
What was that like? Because I imagine as you guys' careers progress, you're going to have seasons where you're just rocking, and you're going to be down off season or a show's finished, and Kay's going to have a – like, how do you guys both handle the switching of those roles so dramatically?
I'll be – the first thing, 100% honest, is that I'm so happy to see her get her opportunities. This is just God's honest truth that whatever I have going on immediately becomes second.
Mm.
And it's because for the large part of our relationship, she has always taken the back role. Because when I was playing football, she moved out to Detroit while I was playing with the Lions. Then when we came back and got married, we wanted to have children right away. She backed off of doing TV films so we could have Jackson.
Mm.
Then when she was building back up, we wanted to have more kids. And I had to say to myself, there's never going to be a point in our marriage where I have to stop my career cold to do something for my wife or for our marriage. And I know that. So if it's a role she booked, like she just booked something else, all right, I tell my manager, yo, whatever we have going on, it has to be around Kay's schedule.
Right.
Because she's done that for so long that I'm excited to see her blossom.
Yeah.
So I make jokes about being miserable. I really wasn't miserable. It was amazing to watch her get up and do something she wanted to do and not worry about the kids. And I talk about wanting to be her knight in shining armor. I do wake up in the morning saying, I want to make her life easier. So to take on all of that for once and say, you know, like, go chase that. Don't worry about the kids. It felt good for me.
Sometimes the knight in shining armor is just somebody who's willing to change all the diapers.
All the diapers.
And that was me. I had Cairo. I had Cairo. I don't know if you were pregnant.
We had
Cairo, Kaz. I had all three kids.
Had all three kids.
It was a struggle as far as learning how to adapt to that. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, so happy. Like, I used to wake up early with her. Make sure she had her breakfast. Like, all the things that I wanted.
See, this is how you make breakfast. Yes. Here.
I don't cook, but I make like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Listen.
There you go.
I make her coffee.
I don't cook.
In a little Ziploc bag. It was the cutest thing. It was in a gallon size one,
it was terrible.
Too.
It was the worst.
It was the gallon size.
I put the whole sandwich in a gallon Ziploc bag. The whole sandwich.
The whole joy.
I made her coffee wrong.
Yeah, because you know people particularly about their coffee. I'm like, what color is it? It's a little bit too much sugar. But I mean, it was great for me though to be able to have them early call times, 4, 3, 6, 5 a.m. and just get up out the bed, grab my kit, and go to work, and be around adults and have adult conversations, and just be able to flourish and work on a project that I felt like was bigger than me at the moment, and be a part of a team.
That's
and just do something different, and literally not having to worry about anything at home. Like, I had so much confidence in him that I was like, I don't have to call and check in.
I got a funny story.
I don't have to do the post-its with story. This one.
She don't like me to tell a story because she don't want us to get arrested. But one morning, she woke up and her call time had got changed.
Yeah, it was the second day.
Her call time had got changed. And this was a new production, and the production manager didn't email makeup. So she had got the email like first thing in the morning. They were like, where are you? You know, where are so Kadeem was like, they didn't change it. They didn't tell me. So we get up and I got to take the boys to school. So I woke Jackson up and I said, Kay, I'm going to just drop you. Don't get on the train, I'm going to drop you. She's like, but what about the kids? I said, listen, Jackson's 7. At some point in his life, he's going to have to learn how to take care of his brothers and sisters. Right? So I got the babies, right? And they sleep and I put them in Jackson's room. I said, listen, you watch the TV, right? I'm going to be back in 9 minutes.
All right? It was literally a nine minute ride.
Jackson is a soldier, bro. Right? Jackson had the TV here. He had his laptop. I said, FaceTime me if you get scared.
Right.
You can FaceTime me. I want to see everything that's going on. I got in the car. I'm driving through the streets in Brooklyn. I flew down there. We got three kids at home by themselves. Now, these days, you know, they'll arrest you for stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I was home with my brother and sister. I was, you know what I'm saying? 7, it was me, Tori, Brian in the house by ourselves.
We were too.
But
that's
know,
why we had to have more kids. They ain't no babysitter. You watch the other one.
Jackson,
baby is 6 weeks old.
Yo, Jackson had.
That's why we had such a gap between the first and the second. Yeah. Like, I thought about this whole babysitting thing. It's going to be a
thing. I'd be on that same thing. Had the boys at home, they're fine.
Yeah. Kev has a joke where he says, we didn't have babysitters when we were kids. We got instructions. And
facts.
Like, literally. Yes. Don't answer the phone. Don't answer the door. Like, those were the same things. When you get home, check in.
We'll be home in 3 weeks. You're good.
You got
bread and water.
That is the truth.
That is true. That was a great time for us.
I love that. I think that that's so sweet. I have one last question. I think it's actually a really great way to kind of round this out. Mm-hmm. What is the best piece of marriage advice you can give to our listeners? This is probably one of my favorite questions. And actually, I just wrote down something that DeVal said, but I want to give you guys a chance to go through. Kev, were you going to think of something new? We're going to let our guests go first. I'm going to let them go, but I want you to go last.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys normally give marriage advice at the end of it?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no, we actually normally don't.
No, you don't? Oh, okay.
We never did this.
We never did this before.
Go ahead.
Find someone who has found happiness in themselves.
Because tell us more.
You can't make anybody happy. Mm-hmm. It's easy to make somebody mad and mess their day up. But if they have not found happiness in themselves, no matter what you do or what you bring to the relationship, you'll never make them happy. And you'll always feel inadequate.
Yep.
And that misery will just last in your marriage. Mm-hmm. That is my mm-hmm. biggest thing to people. If you found someone, man, woman, if they're not happy, find somebody else.
Which is particularly interesting you say that, because like Melissa and Kevin, we met each other super young. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what we thought was happiness at 18 wasn't the same as happiness at 21, 25. Like, that's
what that was. College.
We were in bliss. We were like, oh, this is life. Like, we're on campus. Yeah. We're on scholarship. You know, I make my little money and mm-hmm. we're good and we can do our little vacation mm-hmm. on spring break. So that was that at that time.
Yep.
So I guess that kind of segues to my piece of advice, and that's be willing to grow and change together and allow your spouse the room and the support to do that.
Grace.
Room and support.
Because,
room and support.
Yeah, I the like room that. And support Grace. To do that because we struggled a lot with trying to say to each other or telling each other, but you weren't like this when.
I'm so guilty.
But
of
when
that,
did
bro.
You become like this? When did that happen? And it's like, dude, I would hope and pray that you do not want me to be the same person that I was at 18 mm-hmm. or 21 or 25. Mm-hmm. I am that much older.
Yep.
We've been through that many more experiences. Mm-hmm. I'm that much wiser, I'd like to think. So let's grow together. It can't always be an argument. It can't always be a living in the past. It can't always be, I'm just upset because you're different now. Try to understand where that difference or that change mm-hmm. has come from.
100%.
And then work to nurture that.
This is IO list 36.7.
Yes.
It's like iOS, but list. I didn't get the reaction I thought I was going to get from it, so we're just kidding.
I'm the only one who knew what you were saying.
No, they just didn't. They're just like, no, we get it. I love that.
I really appreciated the support part. Mm-hmm. I usually say the space room and grace. Space and grace is what I normally
say. We got to add support.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Because space and grace can feel very hands off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Support means like, no, I got you. Right. You know, do this. Yeah. I will say, this is a new one for me. Leave your notions of what marriage is supposed to be at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because what one of my earliest biggest mistakes was trying to mold our marriage into every other marriage that I liked. My pastor and wife, my mom and dad, Melissa's mom and dad, these deacons that I like, trying to fit all of our lives into these. Well, this is mm-hmm. them. We'll take this from there. And once I just was like, all right, forget all that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's decide what works for us and just do that. Mm-hmm. It started to really click because I was trying to take on things from people that I didn't even feel like that. I remember the first time I did this, deacon was like, because I used to pay the bills and he was like, bruh.
That's true, though.
And I was like, I felt like not like a man. But I was like, bro, man, forget you, bro. Because you ain't going to pay my bills if they're late.
Right.
So shut up talking to me. And this is what works for our family. And I ain't paid a bill consistently. I paid the car note. No, that's it. I wanted to have more things on my fingers, but I just paid my car.
You know, I'm a driver.
Oh, no, I pay the rent for this.
So you got two.
But I got two of the 37. But once I decided that, like, even society of like I had to stop. Well, she don't make me know I'm play like that doesn't bother me.
Right.
So why find a thing to be upset about that doesn't even upset you? Like, there's no reason. If it don't bother you, just let it be. You'll need plenty of legit reasons to be mad. But,
right.
Don't add ones that you don't even really,
you're supposed to be mad about that.
So, like, Melissa and I have been talking about dynamics the most. Like, let your relationship flourish and be created mm-hmm. because even that between you and your spouse, that's going to change as time goes. The same way you talk about Kadeen's not the same as when you guys were young. Melissa is like, it's the same. It's like the iPhone that I've had for so long. It's the same frame. But, bro, this 11 is not like the three
cameras, you know.
Bro, it's just not. Like, it is the same is the same company makes it and some of the stuff I vaguely recognize.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you went from this phone to the 3 or the 3 to this, you'd be like, this don't even feel like the same thing.
Right.
Much less a BlackBerry to this. But we used to actually touch the letter.
The button, I know.
The actual letter, the button.
I remember when I first got an iPhone, like, there's
nothing to touch.
You cannot touch. Like,
there's nothing to touch.
Right. I cannot touch.
Kev, oh God, Kev, you're so funny, bro.
I can't.
I really, really like everything that you guys had to say. It's funny, Kev, that you said that last night when we were at the Black Love event, which was great. You guys should comes out on Friday. You should watch it.
It came out this past Friday.
Yeah.
Because this episode is airing after Black
Love.
Oh,
facts.
It's coming out this Friday.
Yeah.
But
it comes out on Fridays.
So go back and watch last week's episode and watch this coming episode tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, got you. But last night we were talking about this idea fitting into this definition of what it means to be a wife, this definition of what a marriage is, and the image that came to my mind, and I saw it again so clearly today. Take, for example, a cookie cutter, and there's an outline of a cookie, right? Oh, perfect example. Okay. You have cookies on a cookie sheet down, and in order to fit into the mold that you have, you press down on it, and everything that doesn't fit has to be thrown away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Follow my example. Mm-hmm. That's what we do in marriage. We believe that the definition of a wife, the definition of marriage, only fits into this mold, and mm-hmm. everything else I have to throw away. Well, those pieces that you're throwing away it's part of me. Mm-hmm. That's part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And so you end up losing yourself because you've tried to stuff yourself into this smaller definition of what this is what it means to be. Right. Oh, my arm doesn't fit. Chop it off. I'm still trying to stuff. Right. Oh, my foot doesn't fit. Chop that off too. Mm-hmm. Right. Because you, right. Yep. And then you look up 15 years in your marriage and you're like, I've been missing my arm this whole time. I like my arm.
Yeah.
It was helpful.
It was helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. I got rid of my foot. I need my foot. I got places to go and things to do. And I haven't been able to do it because I've been handicapping myself, trying to fit into this mold of what I thought it meant to be a wife, what I thought it meant to be a husband. And so you find yourself trying to, I'm coming back for my stuff. I'm reclaiming this stuff. Yeah,
reclaiming
and that's when you go through that like second evolution, that second win. That I feel like everybody experiences in your marriage, where you're like, listen,
mm-hmm.
I know yesterday I was like this, but today I grab my arm and my leg back and I'm a whole new different person. So what we have to do is allow me the space and grace to grow, but I also need your support because I'm evolving, I'm changing, mm-hmm. and I don't mm-hmm. want to go back to who I was yesterday. Such a powerful image. And I think having this conversation overall, that encapsulates like literally that vision that I had.
For sure. Oh, I hear
you. I hear you. We both done that.
I love that. Yes.
We both done that. I didn't chop my feet off.
Oh, I enjoyed
that was
it.
Great.
I enjoyed
that was
great. It.
I love y'all, man. I'll come back every week.
This was so freaking so fantastic.
Good. So good.
Y'all know when I be excited, I be excited for real.
And telling stories so and laughing.
It was a great combination of good information, relating, honesty, transparency, and child, we laughed too.
Telling stories and laughing.
Great.
Laughing about the serious things, because so many times relationships conversation can be dull and draining, and people be like, I ain't never getting married. Mm-hmm. It sounds so miserable.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said but that at Black Love away. Last night.
Yeah. Really?
She was like, she was asking questions. She was like, where y'all talking? I'm going to stay single. And then she was like, but how do I find love? Nah,
stay single.
That's keep that same energy.
Keep that energy.
Man,
my little sister had us dying. She was like, nah, go home and cry tonight when you scanning through Netflix. Why I ain't got no man? Keep that same energy.
Yo, people say that to us too. Like, because, you know, there's a series of videos at times when you're doing your videos about what happens. We telling the truth. And then people are like, y'all make marriage seem miserable. I said, you know what's funny? We made 8,000 videos of us laughing and being sexy and cute.
Right.
We make one or two videos in a row about what really goes on, and now we make it miserable. No, you want to be miserable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
People don't want to think that it's hard.
No, they don't.
They don't want to think that there's work involved. Bro, I got no lies for you.
No.
If anything you want of value takes work and discipline.
Yes.
Sacrifice.
And if you don't take that, it's not a value.
Right.
That's
if
true.
It's important to you, it takes work to get it. It takes that's discipline everything. To achieve it, and you want to protect it.
Yes. Bro, that's like entrepreneurship, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
People say they want entrepreneurship. Then when you tell them all the things it takes to be an entrepreneur, they're like, damn, I'd rather just get a job.
I'm telling you, I'm about to release this masterclass, and it's teaching people how to do what I did, right? And my boy's like, how you going to give away the secrets? And I'm like, I'm going to tell you right now. I can give you the blueprint. But you got to do the work.
You got to do
it. And nobody can make those videos I made when I was sick, wisdom teeth pulled, no attitude, feeling non-creative, feeling like I ain't even funny no more.
Yes.
That video's still going up. Are you going to be able to do that? And I had to do it for years with no, I'm talking about, Melissa remembers when I was
with no revenue coming in.
No revenue, no virality. I was happy when I got 100 views.
You can't remember.
We hit 100?
Yo, look.
We got 1,000?
Yeah.
Bro, you got to go through some dark days. So
you know what's funny?
So true.
That's a good point you made about entrepreneurship and putting out a masterclass. You give someone all the secrets. Bottom line is, if you ain't willing to put in the work,
That's it.
You know how many fitness videos I have owned?
They've given you all the secrets.
Just do it. I'd be like, but no, though.
It's marriage.
I know what to eat. I know about intermittent fasting. I know about complex carbs.
Damn.
All of the terms. And I'm going to Chick-fil-A and getting an 8-count and a chicken sandwich and the peach milkshake.
Oh, my gosh.
Knowing good and well, this is wrong.
And I'm going to bed.
And I'm going to sleep. And I'm eating it at 11:37.
That's the truth.
I can give you my Rolodex, but you can't make the call I can make.
Hello, true. Somebody. That's true.
Boss talk.
I hear you.
Like, y'all can call Tyler Perry because I get his number. I cannot call him. You thought I was gonna forget because we had a great episode.
It always goes back to Tyler Perry.
Forget nothing. Why did you not invite me?
DeVal, hide your phone because he might try to find TC's
Listen,
number.
Listen, it's Tyler Perry calling.
Call
he
number.
Might try to airdrop it.
Like, this ain't DeVal. Now he's not answering your call or my call.
Damn it, Kev. Damn.
You recast it with me on Sister? Yeah, it's a new brother. It's the only one who built bad. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just be with the brother who's a mechanic.
Ken took my role on Sister.
There you go.
Ken thank took you my guys.
Where can y'all find y'all?
Yes.
If people don't follow you, however they don't.
I'm assuming we have so much crossover audience that you guys have heard. But if you have not, child, get from under the rock from whence you came. Yes. And hit the follow button. Please tell people where they can find
you. Sure. On Instagram, you can find me, Kadeen, K-H-A-D as in David, E-E-N-I-A-M.
And I am DeVal, I-A-M-D-E-V-A-L-E. We have our podcast, Deadass Podcast, also on YouTube, The Ellis's.
There you go.
All and every Wednesday on BET, watch Sisters.
Yes.
Watch Sisters every Wednesday on BET. I'm Zach.
Zach is kind of cute.
Support,
Zach is not
support,
me
support.
In real life. So.
Just so you know.
How do you deal with that? Because I know the episode over, but y'all know. Melissa, I was talking about this when we first moved, and I was auditioning for some web series. And I was like, could I kiss somebody in the scene? She was like, only legit famous.
Okay, no, hold on.
You're like, Holly Berry? Yes.
Because
I know you could never get Holly Berry in real life. But just a regular girl from the Valley? No. She's possible.
Let me tell you something. Come on set to watch a sex scene.
Yeah.
It is the most unsexiest, non-intimate thing ever.
Yeah. I think like, I understand being an actor as well, what goes into like a sex scene.
Yeah,
like, there's like nothing romantic about
it's
it.
Not, it's so, it's so
but of course
sexy.
There's still the physical component. Like, well, yeah, but your lips are still touching this person.
And I have a whole issue
you
with
know what
it.
I mean?
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
She knows all the cats, you though. That we're all cool.
It's great. He does make it a point in situations like that, like to always see, you know, his wife introduce me. There's never like an awkwardness.
Listen,
no,
you're not just like
no.
Hey, you shoot this in one take.
Right,
one take from the wide.
Well, with Tyler Perry,
one,
that's great because it was one
that's
take.
What
that's
everything
what he
is
does.
One take.
He's
everything
like,
is one
he
take.
He got time for nobody to attempt
got
to be
it.
Sexy.
Tyler out here being efficient.
Machine.
There you go.
He the man, bro.
He all of it together.
That's so awesome that you guys get to like see that up close and personal. That's like super dope.
Insane.
All right. I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for joining us today on The Love Hour. Thank you to our two guests, DeVal and Kadeen Ellis.
Thanks for having
Please make sure that you check out their podcast. Follow them.
Wherever you listen.
Do all the things. And then as an aside, that's also a note. Don't forget that we have the Love Hour Conference coming July 2020. Please make sure that you register singles. We didn't forget about you. The Pajama Jam's going to be lit. The link to register will be in the show notes. And Plus One is coming to Charlotte, North Carolina, December 8th. It will be a great time. Make sure you get those tickets as well. Until the next time. Bye.